Rabbi Yossi Cohen.
Erev Yom HaKippurim Tov Shein Ayin Ches. Heard in connection with today mentioned the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Hayoyim Kotzer Ramalocha Maruba Vapoelim Atzelim Vasocha Harbe Balabais Doichik. Hayoyim Kotzer, the time is short, the time left of Aseres Yom HaTshuva, the Heilig Teig. And we have the schia, the possibility when the Rabbeinu Shalom is close. Amalacha Maruba, so much work to be done, so much tshuva still to be done. Upoelim Atzelim. Somehow we're not absolutely rising to the occasion where we should be. Vasocha Harbe, the stakes are high during these days. It's shaykh, as we've mentioned before. Even if Chas V'Shalom, a person had a ksiva on Rosh Hashanah, a din which was not letoiv, it can be reversed. One can have a kara reag zadinenu during Aseres Yom HaTshuva. The tshuva affects, then we rip up the other ksiva, and a new ksiva can take place on Yom HaKippurim if we zoicha to do tshuva properly. We can change the whole picture round when only now, today, until the end of tomorrow. So the stakes are very high. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, I'm here for the time being. As soon as the shofar goes on the ila, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu distances himself from us once again. And it's much, much harder. So therefore, we've got a lot of work to do. Atem nitzovim ayoyim kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. We, Klal Yisrael, are standing today, Yemei Adin, lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Ki vayoyim azeh yichapeh aleichem. L'tayr eschem mekol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titoru. Yom Kippur is called the day when we're lifnei Hashem. There's no day in the year in the calendar when we can come closer to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam than Yom HaKadosh, especially when it's Shabbos Shabbosin together with Shabbos, a day mamish packed with Kedusha. We have the opportunity to chaparai in this Kedusha, to immerse ourselves in this Kedusha. Lifnei Hashem, we're coming as close as possible as a shaykh lifnei Hashem. But we need schusim, Rabbi Yisrael, we need schusim in order to be able to achieve what we need to achieve, this melacha meruba and the socha harbe. So let's talk about some possible schusim that we can have to enable us to be zoicha by Yom HaKadosh Hazeh. Atem nitzovim ayoyim kulchem, Rashi brings the chazal, loma nismacha parshas atem nitzovim leklolois. Why does atem nitzovim follow on from the klolois of kisovoi? Lefi Sheshomu Yisrael Meir Klolis Chosashtaim. Klal Yisrael heard 100 Klolis Chosashtaim, 98 Klolis in Pashas Kisov with a terrible Teuchacha. Besides for the 49 in Chukosai. Hayuriku Penehem. They went green with fright. Who could possibly stand? Who could possibly survive these terrible Klolis? Hischil Moshe Lefaisa. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mefais then. Says Rashi Vaita, Harabech Astem Lemokoim. Atem Nitzavim Ayom Kolchem, you're all here. Although you've done many Averos. Velo Osa Itchem Kaloyo. He didn't Chash V'Sholem annihilate you. But Atem Kayomim Lefanov, you're here. No problem. Don't worry. I'll say Zayn God. Said Moshe Rabbeinu. Atem Nitzavim Ayom. Shtosach the Kliyoko. What's going on here? What is exactly Moshe Rabbeinu trying to tell them? This is called Mefais. If they haven't done enough averus yet to warrant Chas V'Shalom this Teuchacha, so what's he saying? Atem Nesov Mayoyim. Who knows what's going to happen? And if, says the Teyoko, they already have done averus, then what's he telling them? Don't worry, anyway, this Teuchacha, it's not real, you know, nothing, don't take it too seriously. Is that what he's saying? Chas V'Shalom, like Kleyoka says, Ishtar V'Shoivra V'Yodah, you're coming along with Ishtar and saying, here, this is what you owe, and here's the receipt, which I've got to be given already. What's the point? So what's the tzachta? The Roshiva B'leib Gurbi Seich Tzadik Devroch in the Sefer Ma'ir Sha'arim says Gevaldige Pshat in this Chazal, in this Rashi, which is very relevant to us, as he says, B'yimei Hadin. He says he was in Yerushalayim or HaKodesh and came across a Sefer there, Tzedol HaDerech, with the Kitzah Chayva Salvovois. This is written by one of the Rishonim, a Talmud of the Rosh. And he writes there to explain the pasuk, Va'atem advekim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayoim. A pasuk which we say always by Kiryas HaTorah, a well-known pasuk. And he teaches this pasuk in the same way as the famous, well-known skula of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Everybody knows Rav Chaim Volozhiner's skula, that if a person is in a matzav, where chas v'shalom, he's in a tzora, or there's some form of attack upon him from outside, some danger, if he's mechaven, if he thinks that ein oid melavada yisvarach, there is no other koyach in the bria besides the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then he's guaranteed to be saved. And that's the Ma'aser Ramachinim in Doisa, when the Mechashefa tried to take out some earth from under his foot with a koyach of kishuv, and he said, ein oid melavada, nothing can affect me, everything depends on the koyach ha-bayre, completely and utterly, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, if a person is completely mevatel, he nullifies any other form of koyach in the world besides the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then nothing can have any koyach on him, because it cannot have an effect. That's what Rav Chaim Volozhiner says. This already he was preceded by the Tzedol HaDerech, who says that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Va'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem, if a person is completely dovak in Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and his mind is engrossed completely with the fact that there's no other koyach in the Bria besides Rabbeinu Shel Olam, chayim kulchem hayoim, then that person lives. He's guaranteed life, he's guaranteed safety. He cannot be affected by anybody else. Everybody knows the Maisa, with the Briskarov and the Beis Halevi. The Briskarov put this into practice when he was fleeing to Vilna, and there were Nazis around all over the place during the Second World War, and he told his children, just be mechaven now, that ein oid milvadoi, there's no other koyach in the bria b'chlal. And they passed by soldiers and different checkpoints, and they passed through safely. At one point, a Nazi soldier came over to them and started saying to them, what's this, who are you? So Briskarov said to his son, why are you Masich Das? You're Masich Das. For a second, you lost track of this Machshava, Ein Oid Milvadoi. And as soon as once again he concentrated, the fellow turned around and went away. But this is the Yisrael. Celebrate Guru Zichron Livracha. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael. He's saying, when it comes Yom Adin, Avada, there's a terrible Teichacha. And that Teichacha can have mortal effect. But Atem nitzovim hayoim kulchem lefnei Hashem alekeichem. If you are standing, Klal Yisrael, and you realize the whole time you are lefnei Hashem alekeichem, shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid, then that automatically will ward off any form of punishment or illness, rachmon litzlan, or any din which could come upon Klal Yisrael. The fact that you are matzid now, lefnei Hashem alekeichem, you realize that you are there completely, only, utterly under the watchful eye of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nothing else has a koyach in the Bria, that will guarantee you schusid, that will guarantee your safety. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was being defiant to them. He wasn't telling them that the Teichachah don't take it seriously. Avadi, you've got to take it seriously. But the Eitzah is, if a person stands Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit, completely under the guidance of the umbrella of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he's safe from any koyach of din. So he said. And members, we say this in the Shemoneh Esrei every day. Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, VaHanoira Kel Eidom. What does it mean, Noira? What do you mean, Noira? We're awesome. We translated awesome. Or those who translate in Yiddish say Fochtig. And what does that mean? Well, what does it mean? It's both awesome. What do we know about Kadosh Baruch Hu awesome? The right pshat is, Noira means Ein Lira Elo Miponov. There's nothing else to fear besides Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Noira means. You know why? Because he is Kel Elyon. He is Ilas Kol Ilois. There's nothing else above him. He is the cause of all causes. So why fear anything else? Nothing else to fear. If somebody comes along with a gun and a knife, he can't do anything to you unless the Rebbeinu wants him to. So all that goes back to the Koyach from the Bira Elam. And therefore Kel Elyon is the reason why Ein Lira, there's no one else and nothing else to fear. If we have that Machshava clear in our minds, then we are safe. Said Rebbeinu Gurovich, that's when it comes to Yom HaDin. Yom HaDin is here upon us. Who knows what din we've been paskened. If, however, we come on Rosh Hashanah and we are Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, kavana is shivisi Hashem lenegi somit. And that, as it says in the Rambam, right at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Zu Mailus Hatzadikim, Tzadikim, who they are, wherever they are, and what a position they are, and whoever they talk to, they realize standing in front of in the presence of the Shechina. On Rosh Hashanah, we all have to be like that. And Yom Kippur, we all have to have this matzav. If we can bring upon ourselves Shivisi Hashem Negdi Somit, we are Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, and we understand therefore that nothing can affect us besides the Rosh Hashem, then we are safely ensconced in His presence, then we are guaranteed to be Zeicha Badin. And that's a Moedik Eschus. You could ask me the following question, that we understand the school of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, when there's an outside influence of danger coming upon a person, then we can understand that by putting our full trust and our Shivisa Hashem Negi Somit and realizing Einoid Mulvadoi, then no other Koyach can have an effect upon us. But here we're talking about the din of Rosh Hashanah itself, the very din of Rosh Hashanah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed upon us. How can we get out of that or be safe from that by putting ourselves in the matzav of Ein Oid Milvadoi? Surely if that itself is the Din Shomai, the proof, the answer to this is from the words of Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner himself. He brings a proof from the Torah, a Morid HaKaraya to this from the Torah, explaining with it the parasha of the Nochosh. In Parashas Chukas, what happened? Kal Yisrael spoke against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe, spoke against the Mon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Nechoshim Hasrofim, sent the burning serpents to bite them. Vayinashchu ba'om, and they bit them. Vayomas amrov miYisrael, terav magefa. There's burning snakes flying around, biting people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Aseh lo chasorof, make a copper snake. Vasim asar al neis, put it on a pole. Vahoya, kol anoshuch, whoever sees it, he's been bitten already. Ra oisoy v'choy, he'll look up, and he will survive. He will live. Frag the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Vechi nochosh meimis ay nochosh mechaya. What's going on? Look, a snake. These people have been bitten. And people are dying. He looks up at the snake. How can the snake help him? Vechi nochosh meimis ay nochosh mechaya. El aloy malacho. Kol zman yisho yisrol mistaklim klapi malo. Whenever a yid looked up. Umeshabdin es libom laviyem sheba shamayim. And he gave over totally and completely his heart to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Hoyu misrapim, they were healed from what? From the bite. Love, hoyu nemoikim. So it explains, that means like this, that when the Yidens were bitten by the snakes, these terrible snakes, and they looked up, what was the person with the snake there? Snake? On the contrary, that they would have got even more scared. That's the snake that bit me. That's terrible, and people are dying all around. So how is that supposed to heal them? So Rechai Vanoz and the Pshat is, they looked at the snake and they said, that snake is nothing. No bite, no fiery snake, no serpent can hurt me. Only the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. In other words, they were mevatel in their das, in their minds, in their thoughts, in their hearts. They're completely nullified. That can't do anything. Only the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the koach behind it. And when they did that, that took away the whole koach of the snake. Because they know it mevatel. Because Be'emes, that's what Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants to realize. Till they did that, the snake had a power on them. That was the purpose of the snake being there. So let's think, what was that nochosh? The Nochosh was an Oynash sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a Din Shomayim sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these people had already been bitten. So they were already on the way to death. And Afaf came. When they looked up and they saw that snake, and that snake is gornished, it's nothing, and bevatel it. It's all the Kerch of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That saved them. We're talking about the Din Shomayim itself, which was reversed, even after it had taken effect. The Kerch, the Emunah, Pshuta, the Ein Oid Mulvada. Here you have it. So it's quite clear then that even if a person was paskud b'din on Rosh Hashanah, b'din, to have chas v'shalom a bad year, if he uses the opportunity of Aseret Yom Kippur to be nitzav in lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, he's mevatel his das and knows only one thing has control over the whole bria, and that is b'ra olam alein, ein ol levadai, that will have an effect. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael. He was saying, this is how you can be saved by using this koach. This is the skula that we have. And the day of Shonim, Kippur, Aseret Yom Kippur, we have to completely focus our minds on the fact that only the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the Bailam of the whole Bria. That will nullify even the Din Shomayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to bear. And we have to realize this right through the year as well. When we have Nechoshim Asrofim, Rachmana Litzlan, illnesses, terrible machlois, which burn up the goof, Rachmana Litzlan. And people hear the word and they think, Oy vey, was geht sein, and doctors and treatments and think there's no chance and there's no hope and garnish. We have to realize that to take that illness and put it on a pole and look up at it and say, "Das is garnished, it can't affect us." Ein oid mulvadoi. Nicht kein Doktor, nicht kein Illness, Rachman al Son. However burning it is, we have to realize, yes, there's a Derech HaTeva. And we have to do kind of mitzvah of doing a shtadlus. Aber be'emes, there's no koyach whatsoever. What is it? It's a burning illness, a burning snake. The person's been bitten, Rachman al Son. He's deathly ill. Einoid muvada yisborach. When a person looks at it like that, that is Mavatl, takes away all things. And that is chus to keep in mind when it comes to Yom HaDin. Said Ablev Govich, Sechoyle Nevrocha. That's chus number one. Let's look at another chus, which the Ribbono Shel Olam has given us on this day of Erev Yom HaKippur. Oyer Dikazach, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Tesu Madalef, as we all know, there's a mitzvah, Doiraisa, to eat on Rosh Hashanah Erev Yom HaKippur. I hope you all had a good breakfast. And I said to someone that I was going to mention this point, so he said, well, you know, don't talk about it, let the Olam go and eat. You know, they're supposed to be a kind of mitzvah now. So I hope we'll be served something later. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Ki Yodua and Roshana Daftes and Madalef and Yuma Pealef on base, says the Gemara. V'inisem es nafsho yiseichem besisha b'chodesh b'erev. Frag the Gemara v'chi b'tishom es anin. Do we fast in the ninth? We don't, we fast on the 10th. V'alei asiri mis anin. We fast on the 10th. Ela noy malacha. Kala oichel v'shoyse v'tishi. Who have eats and drinks today on the 9th. Ma'al olav ha-kosov is mekayim mitzvah na Torah. Ki ilu is ane as we fast at tishi v'asiri. Tishi v'fast tishi v'asiri. So the poskim bring out here a very good point. The Torah is telling us that by eating on the 9th, you mekayim mitzvah. What does the Torah want us to do? The Torah wants us to eat. So Torah wants us to eat. Why doesn't Torah write? But Tisha, B'chodesh, Toichlu. Like there's a mitzvah to eat on Shabbos, a mitzvah to eat on Yom Tov. So there's a mitzvah to eat. Fine. Yeah, only Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to eat. Mitzvah not Torah to eat. Why does Torah write it like that? That there's a mitzvah that by eating on the Torah writes to Anus, not just Seichem, right? But Tisha, B'chodesh, B'erev, to Anus. Why? Funny way of telling me to eat. Says the Levush and other poskim. Do you know why the Torah told us this in this way? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rav Rachmav HaChasadov wants us to be able to do this mitzvah of Achila, the mitzvah is to eat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us schar as if we fasted. Why? Because a mitzvah which is done, a mitzvah min HaTorah which is done betzar, with difficulty, is of course worth much more. Toiv echod betzar, mimeo shalei betzar, is worth 100 times more. So if you've got a mitzvah of achila b'shabbos, zeh gesmak v'esther cholent, it's a wonderful mitzvah, v'shteitzach y'mechav v'nesha mitzvah, became a mitzvah. However, fasting is a mitzvah which is 100 times more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to give the schar of this achila ke'ilu it was a tanis. Therefore the Torah wrote it v'loshim tanis. So every time you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, you're having a mitzvah which is worth 100 times more. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given us a mitzvah, eat on Erev Yom Kippur. We'd have a mitzvah for eating, one mitzvah. A mitzvah, the tzchar is worth one mitzvah. The Torah gave it to us, the loshon fasting, meaning eating. Why the Torah write loshon fasting? Because the eating is like fasting. The Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was reckoning it as if you fasted, which is a mitzvah, but tzar, which is worth 100 times more than that's the chesed Hashem on this day. We might all be beninim. Who knows? Halavai, we should be beninim. Beninim need to top up the amount of mitzvahs before Yom Kippur comes. We need to top it up, right? How are we going to do it? Short time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah here. You can eat, and I'm giving you a mitzvah power 100 times the worth. Not only that, that's in quality. Says the Pri Chodosh, that's very strange. The Gemara's lashon is kol ha'ochel v'shoyseh b'tishi. If you eat on the night, Malah Levakosu, Ki'ilu, Is'ane, Tashi, Va'asiri. See if you fasted the 9th and the 10th. Now, the 10th I'm fasting anyway. I don't need any Ki'ilu to make myself fasting like the 10th. I can understand you need to make the eating like I'm fasting on the 9th. Why do you make it to eat it as if I'm fasting 9th and 10th? So he says, Moiradik. Because that is, if your eating is like fasting, then you reckon like fasting 2 days. Anybody here ever fasted 2 days in a row? No. People never went through the war, perhaps did. But otherwise, most people, the maximum, just about handle 1 day, not 2 days. And we're being told here, by eating b'tshi, it's like you fasted chi vasiri. So you've got here a much, much higher quality fast, a much bigger tzar, 2 days fast. So by not only are we being told that the achila is reckoned like a fast, and therefore your maisa achila, which is ganz geschmack, is like you're doing a mitzvah b'tzar. More than that, it's like you're packing in a quality fast, 2 days. The extent of that is much, much more. And that's the worth of our eating. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us such a chesed here. And I'll take that further. In Yisod B'Sheresh HaVodah, the Loshon, I didn't bring with me, the Loshon is mashma, that every minute of the Tzoyim of Yom Kippur, you mekayim a mitzvah. Because every minute, Leisa'une, right? You're in pain, it's difficult, you're tired, it's difficult, you're stepping on. Yom kippur a mitzvah, every minute that the fast goes through. So if our eating is like fasting, that means every bit that we eat is like a fast. Every bit is another mitzvah of fast. If every mitzvah of fast is a mitzvah, every minute of fast, then every bit that we eat is a mitzvah. So therefore, let's say a person eats 100 times today, 100 times, nibble here, nibble there, suda here, bit there, bit there, drink here, drink there. 100, and each one is worth 100 mitzvahs, because echod b'tzah is worth 100 and no b'tzah. So that is like 10,000 pounds of power of mitzvahs a person can have here on Erev Yom Kippur. Hayesh lecho chesed gadol b'zeh that Kadosh Baruch Hu is trying to give us. He's trying to build up our accounts of mitzvahs as much as possible. He's giving us, come on, I'm here to help you, remember what I'm saying? I'm here to help you so much. Although, as we said before, Balabais doichek, by saying, you know, get down to it, there's so much here you can add to your cheshbonos. That's the schus we see from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we move on to schus number 3, which also is so vital and important on this day. That is the Gemara, famous Gemara, Rishon Yudzayim of the base, which we talk about every year, and we have to talk about it every year. But the Gemara says, Vayavar Hashem Aponu Vayikra Omer Rabbi Yochanan Ilmole Mikra Kosu V'yev Shalom Omeroi. If not for this pasuk, Vayavar Hashem Aponu, Melame, this teaches us, Shinisatif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself up with a talis, like Kishliach Tzibor Chazan. V'hero Elohim Moshe said the tefillah. He said to him, Kol Zman She Yisrael Choytein, whenever Kadosh Baruch Hu do Averois, Yasu Lefonai Kiseida Hazeh, they should do this order of Yud Gimel Midois, Vani Moich Lehem. We say so many times during Slichas, and tonight, and Vani Ila, Nochamol, Unochamol, Yud Gimel Midois. Again and again. Why? Because the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Beris Kerusa, there is a promise, a covenant, Yud Gimel Midos, She'ein on Chesus Reka. We say Yud Gimel Midos, you're guaranteed that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer our tefillahs. Beautiful, wonderful. How many times have we said Yud Gimel Midos? This year, in past years, have we seen the results? Can everybody say, I said Yud Gimel Midos, I done for this and it happened? Can we say that? Why not? Says the Rishis Chochmo, he brings his kasha from the Gaonim. The Gaonim asked this question of Haigon, of Shirugon, and they answered that you're missing one word here, and that word is, it doesn't say, Kol Zman She'Yisrael Choytein Yoimru Lefonai Kiseida Hazeh, it says Yasu Lefonai Kiseida Hazeh. They have to do it. They have to act out the Yud Gimel Midos. When Yidden, Mahu Rachum, Af Ator Rachum, when they act Barachmonos, they act V'Chanum, they act Erech Apayim, they act Noisa Oven V'Ibar Al Pesha, when they have these challenges, and they're ready to overlook somebody else's Averis, and they're full of kindness and mercy, then they're Zoicha. Can we say that we've done that? It's all very nice to say it again and again and again and again. Kol Zman, we haven't touched on to this Nakuda, that we've actually put it into action, that our Maisim, our actions reflect these Yud Gimel Midos, there's no guarantee. The whole guarantee, this bris, is when people are yasu lefanai. It's got to be actually done. And I'll add to this, the words of the Chofetz Chaim, who says in the Apostle, kechui mochem devorim v'shuvu el Hashem, from the Haftarah of Shabbos Shuva. So the Chofetz Chaim said, what does it mean? Interesting pshat. He said, what does it mean? Kechui mochem devorim, take with you words, v'shuvu el Hashem. He said, poshut, like the Chofetz Chaim, the end of the Chofetz Chaim, pashtas. He said, that means, people sometimes, let's say, he's talking about vidui. We come along and we say vidui. Yashamnu, gadnu, gazalnu. So, avada, no one's going to say chasusol vidui peh without thinking what you're saying. But as you say it, you think, yashamnu, whatever it is, that did this avera, bagadnu, gazalnu. Chofetz Chaim said, you would never dare to come in front of a choshev person, a prime minister, a king, someone like that, and whilst you're talking to him, you're thinking what you want to say. Avada, you'll be making days before you write it out and prepare it and correct it and edit it and everything. You know exactly what to say there, how you're going to say it exactly, and how you're going to present the case, and which words to use and which words not to use. All that would go into the preparation. So he said, Father Rabbeinu Shalom, like the Pasuk says, Malachi, Ve'im Adonim Oni, says HaKadosh Baruch, if I'm a master, I am a Roi. Where's your fear? Where's your awe? You just come along and you say the davening. It's not enough to mechaven b'shas ma'aseh. You've got to prepare beforehand. The person has to think, I'm going to say now Oshamnu. What does that mean? It means this is Avera, I'm saying with you for Oshamnu. Next, Bogadnu. What does this mean? Before I say it, to prepare oneself like one would in front of a melech, and kavuchema melech, malach melech mekadosh baruch. And the Chofetz Chaim Kiyodua says, he writes this in the end of Sefer Tzipisa Yeshua, he writes, Ba'emes, every Shemoneh Esrei should be said like that. Before you say Atochenen, stop for 1 second, look in the Siddur, what's coming now? Brocha Atochenen, I'm going to ask Kadosh Baruch Hu for das. Then you say the Brocha. Hashiveinu, stop. He says, it's not difficult. Once you get used to it, take seconds. And you plan beforehand what you're going to say. So he says this, Nagabi Vidui. So I'm saying it the same thing, Nagabi Midas, the Yudgim and Midas. We're going to say the Yudgim again and again. If every time a person stopped, and he said, before he said Erech Apayim, he thought, what does it mean? Sporch has patience. I've got to have patience. Am I a patient person? Was I patient with that person? Will I be patient? And to be mekabel on yourself to do, to act with Erech Apayim. Especially when it's at home and the days are short and people get, their nerves get frayed and one lashes out or says the wrong thing to the right people. And that's when you need to, so if you plan beforehand and need to recover myself, to control myself, to be better in this way. Erech Apayim, Chesed, Ve'emes, Noisi Ovoin, be able to forgive people's mistakes and the foibles, to be able to understand people's weaknesses, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then, Midah Keneged Midah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind with us as well. That's the bris, the promise. We can have that schus, it's there waiting for us. But don't expect, just by plappering off the Yud Gimel Midas again and again and again, it's going to have any reward. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see the action, because Mahu Rachum, Af Ata Rachum, not only Mekayim the Mitzvah, it's that which guarantees for us this schus. Only that is what gives us this chutz. That's all we have to be mekabel on ourselves to say. Avraham Palm Zechonu Livracha says a beautiful pshat in another Gemara Rosh Hashanah referring to the Yud Gimel Midas. We say in Yud Gimel Midas, V'rav Chesed Ve'emes, yeah? V'rav Chesed Ve'emes. Much kindness and truth. So the Gemara asked in Rosh Hashanah Yitzayin on the base, Tu Faromi, it says V'rav Chesed, which of course is Midas Arachmin, and then it says Emes. What does emes mean? Emes is din. Emes is din. You can't get away from the truth. The truth is burning truth. If a person did something wrong, then he has to suffer the consequences. So it's a stira. Rav Chesed, and then emes. So he answers, Emfer the Gemara, you're right. Betchilo emes, v'lesadin. That doesn't work, says Rashi, kisheroya kadosh baruch hu she'ena oyna mezgayim bedin, ozu noeg bahem midas ha'chesed. Din's not working. I go, okay, try the next track. Shabbat moves over to Chesed. So all the Mepharshim ask, the order is wrong. So it should say MS for Rav Chesed, not for Rav Chesed for MS, because we're hoping that the end will be Chesed, not the MS, not the Din. Yeah? The order is wrong. Second of all, B'chlau, what's the mid of MS doing in Yud Gimel Midas? Arachmim! Midas Arachmim, and MS is Din, right? The MS is Din. B'chlau, what's he doing there? It's not in the right place. We should be talking about Midas Arachmim. What's MS doing there? So he's afraid of the Mepharshim. He says, Avraham Palm Zechonu Livracha, Kaval the Gipshat, which is very relevant for us as we approach Yom HaKadosh. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, Mavus to Gemara, Tanyam Gmil Barebi Oime, V'nosan Lecho Rachamim, V'richamcho V'hirbecho. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you mercy, and you'll be merciful. Say Chazal on this, Kolam Merachim Al Habriyos, Merachim Lelov Min Hashamayim. A person who is Merachim on other creatures, whoever they are, Briyos, any Briya, any creature, any human being, any animal, Rachmin Alav Min Hashamayim. Min Hashamayim, Rachmin will be bestowed upon him. So you see, that the V'nosan L'cho Rachamim is referring to the fact, how Chazal teaching, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you opportunities to have Rachmin. V'nosan L'cho Rachmin, Kol HaMerachim Al HaBriyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you opportunities to be able to bring out a mid of Rachmin, and thereby deserve and earn the Shmorach will be merachim on you. That's what it means, the nosan lecho rachamim. In other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to mezake yidin, what does he do? He gives us opportunities for chesed. Opportunities for chesed abound, if only we would open our eyes and see them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us opportunities. He wants us to be zeichu b'din. So how does he do it? He gives us opportunities to do chesed, chusim, the nosan lecho rachamim, kolam rachim ala briyos. And therefore, it's V'rav Chesed, that's the order. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rav Chesed Ve'emes, because then Bedin, you're Taka Zeicha Bedin. When a person does Chesed, then Midah Keneged Midah, that's proper judgment, because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midah Keneged Midah. So by HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the opportunity to do Chesed, that enables us to do Rav Chesed Ve'emes. And that is the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu is a Rav Chesed by allowing us to be Zeicha Bedin. How can we be Zeicha Bedin? By doing chesed, by being Rachman Abrios, and all the middays connected middays of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we do that, then we're Zeicha. And therefore, that's why the order is very good. It's for Rav Chesed Ve'emes. The Emes is the din that we are Zeicha after doing chesed the way we should be. The Motzcha Druk, Chayin Levracha, brings a gewaldige raya places where we see this in Avodas Yom HaKippurim. The Mishnah, in the Samach Vov on the base in Yuma, when the Mishnah goes through the Seder Hayoim of what went on, so the Mishnah says, "Meikire Yerushalayim, the Tyre Yidden in Yerushalayim, Hoyumelavi Noisoi, the Ish Iti who took the Sarah Mishtaleach to the Midbar, Hoyumelavi Noisoi, at Sukkah Rishoyno, there were 10 Sukkahs, and this person was accompanied by the Yikire Yerushalayim. What is Yikire Yerushalayim? Fine, Choshev Yidden seems to be calling them Yerushalayim." Shalmala was a mochim choshu. Sachidin and Gevend Dalton. These are Kiryu Shalayim. What were they doing there? So he says, you know what went on at this time? As soon as the Soyer reached the Midbar, outside Yerushalayim, the Kohen Gadol right behind the Kriya of the Parshos that he did in the Azorah, in the Ezra Snoshim, when he leaned the Torah. Now, you can imagine the moment, Klal Yisrael is standing there, the Kohen Gadol, the Kedusha of the Tara, is reading from the Torah. Azam, I mean, who would not want to be by that moment? Who wouldn't want to be there? To take part in this gewaldige kedusha that you feel, and when the Kohen Gadol finishes avodah, he then goes and reads from the Torah. Yeah, everybody wanted to be there, but there were some people who realized that this man is going out on his own daven towards the midbar. It's a bigger mitzvah to accompany him. Feel for the other person. Yeah, avada would be wonderful to imbibe the kedusha of the day in the Beis Hamikdash. Aber Yekira Yerushalayim knew their priorities, and this is where you have to be. Now is the time. I can do chesed with another yid in middle of Yom Kippur by the avoda. Who knows what? I'm completely immersed in my davening, but another yid needs something there, whatever it is. He needs seeing to something to the slightest thing. Let me accompany him. And the same thing applies for us, of course, nowadays as well. That's where the Sporch presents you with a chesed. You can ignore it. You cannot see it. You can look the other way. You can be thinking about Hoi Chazach and Chash Maluchim. Oh, but the Emes says it was the Yekira Yerushalayim who took this opportunity of being beloved this year, simply for his good, for his toiva. And as he says that, have you ever heard of a person that being Mekayim, a Mincha Min HaTorah, Tfilas Mincha Min HaTorah? Mincha min Rabbanon. No, Mincha min HaTorah. How can you have such a thing? Stam davening Mincha. A Yid comes again. I need a minion. I need a tainter. I'm a chiyuv. Do me a favor. I need a tainter. You daven Mincha then, you become mitzvah min HaTorah. Then your Mincha is min HaTorah. Because then you're doing a chesed together with it. Not stam your Mincha. Mincha is a fine tefillah min Rabbanon. But this is meh. So there always are opportunities. And as I said, if we want to be zoichet, it's bris kerusa. It's there waiting for us if we can actually put into effect these middos. We need to practice, think about, and every time you say Hashem, Hashem, you say Keil Erech Hapayim. What does it mean, Erech Hapayim? What does it mean, Chanun Verachum? Because Baruch was a Rachum. In which way is it merciful? How can I be more merciful than somebody else? Think about a practical example. Be mekabeling yourself in one way, for one person, one example. I'm going to be more Rachum V'Chanun. I'm going to be more patient. No, you say, Oven V'Over Al-Pesha. I'm going to overlook people's mistakes. I'm going to be a kinder person, an easygoing person, more flexible person. Then HaKadosh Baruch says, oh, that's the Yasu Lefana that I'm looking for. Then, Bezer Hashem will be Zoicha to this Bruce Crusoe. That's the way we can be Zoicha. The Mishnah, the end of the Perek, the end of Yom HaKippurim, Nadiv Yuma, where Rabbi Lozman Nazaria says, Mikol Chatzisech B'fnei Hashem Tetoru, Omra Vakiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, B'fnei Mi Atem Matarin, Mi Matar Eschem, Avichem Sheva Shomayim, Shonama, Vezarakta Aleichemayim Tahirim Taharta. Now the Gemara, before, and Pei Aleph from the base, from the same pasuk I mentioned before, Vinisim Snafshu Seichem, the Gemara learns out that there's a din of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. You have to add extra time for the Tanis to start, for the Inu Yatzoim before actually Shkia, you have to be Moisi. And the Gemara in Be'er says this Minat Torah. Tesefes Yom HaKippurim is Minat Torah. What's this Inyan of Tesefes Yom HaKippurim? We're fasting Me'erev Ad Erev Ishtet in Torah. Why did Torah add this extra time on the Tanis? Extra time which is Minat Torah. Said the Chasam Sofer, Gevalda Gevshat. When a person is a Chas V'Shalom, a Tomei Meis, his Man HaMikdosh, so he has to Tovel. Tefillah is Metayim. Before the Tefillah, he needs HaZoas, Shlishi, Ushvi. He needs to be sprinkled under the Mei Chatos, day 3 and day 7. Then, and only then, he can go into the Mikvah. If he Tovels before that, then it doesn't have the effect of being Metayim him from a Tumas Meis. You have to have that system, that Seder. HaZoas, Shlishi, Ushvi, and then, so he says, Yom Kippur, Itzumoy Shel Yoyim Mechape. The actual Kedush of the day is so powerful, that itself, together with Tshuva, is Mechape. That's like a mikveh. When we go in to the Yom Kippur, we're actually going into this palpable Kedusha. We're being toven in the mikveh of Yom Kippur, and that has the koyach to be Mechapas. But we need something else beforehand. We need the Hazor. We need the Hazor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mazeh a Ruach Tahara Memorim on us. As the Mishnah brings both Psukim, the Mishnah says, "V'zarakti aleichem ma'im tohirim u'taharatem." That's what Hakadosh Baruch Hu says. I will sprinkle and mikveh Yisrael. Yom Kippur is a mikveh as well. Before we go into the mikveh, Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants first of all, he says, "Give me an extra few minutes beforehand." The Sefer Yom Kippurim. In that time, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is zeruk upon us. You enable us to achieve and draw upon the emes haKedushas Hayoyim. Which is the mikvah that we go into, we need Hazor beforehand. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bereu Rachma V'Chasadov, His Mazeh, He sprinkles upon us during that time of the Sefer Yom HaKippurim, especially Hazor of Kedusha V'Tara, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mar Eruch Tara Mimoroim, to enable us to get the maximum out of the tefillah, which we wouldn't get otherwise. And he teaches, that's what the Mishnah is saying, says the Chasam Sofer, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, how happy and praiseworthy are you, Lifnei mi atem atarin. You think you are the ones doing the tara, as if we're doing the job ourselves? No, no. Mi matar eschem? Havichem shev ha-shamayim. You need. Shanema v'zarakti aleichem ha-im tohirim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'chasno. He is being mare upon us. He's being zoruk upon us. Tusha and tara min ha-shamayim. At that time, and that's the purpose of the Tesefet Yom HaKippurim. Because once the day comes, we're in the mikveh. But before we're in the mikveh, we need the azor. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. But that's why the Torah says there's a mitzvah of the Sefer Yom HaKippurim in our Torah. From that moment on, we're receiving the Hazor. Now you've done that, I've done it for you, I've enabled you, I've given you the Hachonah, now you can get into the mikvah and tie yourself properly with Tshuva, the way Yom Kippur does. That's why Ashreichem Yisrael, look what I'm doing for you, how happy we are to have this extra schusim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us all this ability, all these opportunities, we only have to chaparayim. Avada, the Meloch is Merubah. We shouldn't be Poyle Matzelim. The Schar is Harvey. Shabbat should help us all. We should be Zoycha to make the maximum out of this Hailing Gatog and be Zoycha to Gmar Hasim Toy.